WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Since we're in hurricane season, it seems appropriate to talk about tropical cyclone size. When I think of a hurricane or tropical storm, I usually think of a sprawling storm that is about 300 miles wide. Now, this is a fairly typical size for tropical storms, but they do vary widely. Size, however, is not necessarily an indication of hurricane intensity. Hurricane Andrew, which struck South Florida in 1992, is the second most devastating hurricane to come ashore in the United States, next to Katrina in 2005, but Andrew was a relatively small hurricane. Typhoon Tip in 1979 was considered the largest storm with gale force wind, that is 39 miles per hour or higher, extending outward 675 miles. If you placed a satellite shot of Tip over a map of the United States, it would cover just about half of the continental United States. Now, venturing to the other end of the scale, we have Tropical Cyclone Tracy with gale force wind that extended out only 30 miles from the center when it struck Darwin, Australia in December of 1974. The destructive wind and rain of a tropical storm do cover a wide swath, and hurricane force wind can extend outward from the eye for 150 miles. In the Atlantic Basin, the strongest on record is Hurricane Wilma in 2005, with a central pressure of 882 millibars and sustained wind of 175 miles per hour. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.